Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
In today's program, Planning Institute of Jamaica, the PIOJ, reports significant growth in the agricultural sector. Stay tuned to find out more, and later, our proverb of the day. I'm Camille Guthrie. Thanks for waking up with us.
Looking for a fun way for you and your family to spend a Saturday while learning at the same time? Try the Institute of Jamaica. The IOJ's National Museum Jamaica, Natural History Museum of Jamaica, and the Jamaica Music Museum are all opened on Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
The whole family can come along. And for this summer, they have a lot of fun activities for little people and big people too.
Now everyone can get a taste of Jamaica's rich culture. Institute of Jamaica Saturday openings, this and every Saturday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
See you there!
The Planning Institute of Jamaica, the PIOJ, is reporting that agriculture and fishing are among the leading sectors which grew during the April to June 2014 quarter. The survey carried out by the Statistical Institute of Jamaica, Statin, is revealing a 12.6% growth for the sector when compared to the corresponding period last year. The PIOJ's Director General, Colin Bullock, says the overall quarterly outturn largely reflects the result emerging from improved weather conditions and efforts by the government to boost the industry.
The outturn for the April to June 2014 period largely reflected the impact of improved weather conditions relative to the corresponding quarter of the previous year, when the agriculture industry was affected by the prolonged effects of Hurricane Sandy and the drought conditions which prevailed during January to April 2013.
The Director General says the improvement in the agricultural sector is also based on continued implementation and initiatives aimed at improving productivity and output in agriculture, particularly drought mitigation strategies and production from the agro-parks. Mr. Bullock points out that traditional agricultural crop exports grew by 92.1%. He says other agricultural crops, mainly domestic produce, increased by 5.5% and animal farming activities by 0.9%.
Seven of the nine crop groups within the other agricultural crops component recorded increases, including plantings up by 70.6%, yams up by 15.4%, and potatoes up by 14.3%. Within the traditional export crops component, higher output was recorded for sugarcane, up by 136.4%, and bananas up by 130.4%.
Director General of the Planning Institute of Jamaica, Colin Bullock. The proverb for this morning is, take time and chance you find in belly. Translation, take time in killing an ant and you will find its belly. This means that you're to take the necessary time to investigate and you'll get the answers you seek.
The Ministry of Education is reminding parents of its textbook cost guidelines. Texts for grades 1 to 6 should cost approximately $5,000 and $12,000 for grades 7 to 9.
We have been doing our survey, so we have been checking the cost of books. And by and large, once parents shop wisely, they should be able to meet their budget based on the guidelines that we have suggested.
Chief Education Officer Dr. Grace McLean.
We've come to the end of this morning's program. Join us again next time. Remember to keep up with us by visiting our website at jis.gov.jm or on Facebook. We're the studio engineer Joel Samuels, and for producer Evadne Brown, I'm Camellia Guthrie, wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.